Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Beis, and we're up to the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Now, in the Mishnah, we had two different din. One din revolved around the halacha of someone who was madir at ishta. So we found the machlokas over there between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, that the shiur, in which we allow a person to continue to remain married without having to be magarish and paying for a ketuvah, is a maximum, according to Beit Shammai, of 2 weeks, and according to Beit Hillel, is 1 week. Now, at this point, it appears to us that the meaning of that is indicative of what the norm would be. So in other words, what this must mean is that if the person is now depriving his wife of what she's supposed to be getting, so it has to be yotzi b'yotzi, which means that we're talking about somehow a norm of once a week to have intimate relations, and then if you don't give her that, then, in other words, one day more, you were not here for a week, so she lost out basically on one time with her husband. You have to be Megarish. That's what we think it means. But then the Mishnah went ahead and gave, according to Rabbi Eliezer, which seems to be a different chat, a whole list of different times, and we know, of course, we know this from Rashi, who talks about the remes and the gift that was given from Yaakov to Esav. But you see, different types of animals have different needs, the number of males per female, so apparently it takes more males to impregnate females where the males are very busy, active, and other things, doing work. And then from there we learn that human beings are also like that, and that we have different shiurim of onah. And it doesn't match up very well with the first part, because the only one that you were depriving was lechora, the ones that were twice a week, that they're not going to be getting. Okay, that we'll talk about in the Gemara, but it's important to remember this for our sugya. And then there's yet a third issue, and that is that Talmidei Chachomim, it says that Talmidim Yatzim, the Talmud Torah, Shalo Bereshut Shoshim Yom. Now that's not madir, and it's another halacha. You're allowed to put yourself in a position, if you're Talmud Chacham, to be yotze without permission, and a poel is allowed to do that for 1 week, which implies that otherwise he would have, if it would have been at home, then he would have now been able to be with his wife, and now he's not going to be. Again, that implies that the poel already is once a week. So it's telling us now, but he can go away for the whole week, and then come back the day late. So all these other people, we're talking about up to 6 months if you're a sailor and so on. So none of the first part of the Mishnah was referring to the last part of the Mishnah. That's what it seems to be talking about. Furthermore, it doesn't tell us whether there's another element of getting rishos, because after all, we have to assume that people manage to get their wives to agree to almost anything, you know. So, you know, you'll talk your wife into it, that she should let you go away for longer. But is that okay when we're saying shalom rishut? Does it mean mama? She's saying, no, you can't leave, but under other conditions. If she would agree, say, if you tell her I want to go away for 10 years, it's okay. That's also all right.
Exactly.
So ask the, but the truth is, that's only for the first couple of weeks. Then already she'll write you a letter. So Bereshus Kama asks the Gemara. Okay, so you're telling me Shalom Bereshus. But how about if you talk to your wife and you want to leave longer than 30 days? So how long could you talk her into letting you go? What's that supposed to mean? If she agrees, Kama the boys, whatever you want, as long as she agrees, right? No, but I mean, we're asking Urcha de Milta. We're talking about in terms of Derech Eretz. What is the correct thing to do? Because, yeah, of course you could seduce her into agreeing with you, but is that really appropriate or not? So, Kama. Omar Rav. So Rav says it would be Chodesh Kam to Chodesh Bebeto. 1 month to spend here in the Beit Midrash, and then go back home for a month. This is how Rashi learns this. Tosis very much does not like this job. And we'll see why in a moment. But he's learning that the sugya is referring over here to Poalim. What about Poalim? How much time could Poalim spend? And this would be now the raya from the psukim that we're about to bring, according to us, because they're referring to Poalim. They're not referring to Talmidei Chachamim. So Rav says you could spend with Rishos, so up to a month here, and a month at home. Shenemar, because we find that when David HaMelech split up, he had entire groups of people, Mishmarot, basically, that were responsible for doing government work. And obviously the number of people that you have at every Mishmar is how many?
24,000,
of course. How could it be otherwise? So you have 24,000 people in every Mishmar, and it says over there that, now, again, it's not that we're medayik mamish from the pasuk, but this is the meaning. It's the extra word in the pasuk, because it says over there, l'chol dvar hamach l'kot haba'av ha'yotzeik chodesh b'chodesh, l'kol chodshi hashana. Now, even though that wasn't the case over there, but Pashtus, he had 1 month a year, each group of 24,000. And we're learning it out there as if it's the same group. But we're being a diet from the Pasuk, but unnecessary, haba avayotzeit. What's that supposed to mean? Coming and going. Obviously coming and going. So coming and going implies that we should look at it as if we have two groups, and they're taking basically their turn, month by month. A shift of a month, they go home, the other one takes over, and then go back again. So it says to do this, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's Chodesh Kan v'shnayim b'beto. Shenemar, because we find by the Binyan Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech sent groups of 10,000 people a month, and over there we had the 2 months at home, 1 month in Lebanon. So that's about the frequency of the wars around here, you know. So you spend a month in Lebanon, 2 months at home. And over there, it seems to be a raya that we refalik it by one-third to two-thirds. So not like Ra. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's okay to go for a month, but there's also an element of frequency. I mean, how often to go for a month? So that's a different issue. So Rab Nami, my time in Loyamar, my Ahi. Why doesn't he bring a raya, indeed, from the halacha that you have to be 2 months back? Why is he saying 1 month back is enough? No, that's different. I mean, Shani Beit HaMikdash, Tev Shalya De'achirim. You've got plenty of people, I mean, to take your place. Here we're talking about something that you have to do. We're going to say so, because in a case where the whole point is what you're getting done, and there's other people who can do it, so therefore I should learn that when I need something for my own personal development, it's the same halacha, it's a completely different thing. Rabbi Yochanan and my time, Elo Amar, my Ian, why does Rabbi Yochanan agree with that? I mean, it says over there 1 month, and then another month, and then back again. No, that's because Shani Atam Ditle Harvacha. What we're talking about over there in Rob's case is that you're working for the government. You're working for the government. Man, there are so many perks. I mean, you're going to end up with a pension for the rest of your life for doing no work at all. So over there, obviously, a wife wants also to be able to get a new car every year. You know, all right, Mela, so we'll sacrifice a little of hubby and we'll make a lot of money in a very short time. That's what she's thinking. We're going to see there's a problem on the basis of this. That this is going to ask to keep it in mind.
Because of these parts, the numbers of people, I disagree with the mainstream approach that says it was just the year David and the rest of the city only about the time of Hizkiyahu. I find it is in the time of David and Shlomo.
It was a strong government.
You see just the numbers of people, even if it's and the first time we got evidence to it was when they dug up here in the Chorba, they found pottery from 3,000 years ago.
What does that prove about David?
Yeah, there's a Yishuv here.
You're saying that the Yishuv went beyond here, David.
Yeah.
So you know, who else would be with them? I mean, obviously, there must have been a government center. Those are the old coffee cups. Okay. We have a similar one. Where else would you find a pile of plastic cups thrown away? So we have a similar machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan. It works along the same lines of a doubling and then analyzing that. But that's only in these unique circumstances. It's because it has a similar structure. We bring it in here, even though it doesn't directly relate to what we had. And this was a machlokas about how bad it is to sigh. I mean, it says over here to sigh, it means as a result of tragedy. That's not the goy, not the kvetch, stop. An oy is not good enough. It's chas v'shalom, and a person who is like just in a state of a sudden catastrophe, as we'll see. And then he's just like, reacts to it. So, Omar Rav, anacha shoveret chatzi gufo shel adam. We're not talking about the people who live on oy, it's the people who I mean, that without that, I mean, her heart would stop. Yeah. Well, we're talking about an achad that comes from Shmuel Roh and so on, as we'll see. Not enough. We'll see. Right now we think it is, but the Gemara is going to end up being the Tekken. All right, so groaning, moaning, breaks half of your body. Shinema. Where do we see half of your body? Because the Yecheskel is told. He said, what's the tragedy? Is that going to happen to Klal Yisrael? So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Ata ben Adam mehe anach b'shivron motnayim. Shivron motnayim means the midpoint of your body, basically, up to your pelvis. So that means that's you're broken at that point. So that's my raya. It's basically half a body. Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's the whole body. Af kogu for shel adam. Shneemar ve'ayuki yomru elecha ma ata ne'enach ve'amarta el shmua kiva v'nameis kol lev v'rafuko yadayim v'chiyata kol ruach v'chol birkayim telach namayim. I mean, this is nothing much left. So this is referring to complete total destruction here. So apparently it's kol rucho. So how come Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn from here, from the pasuk of b'shivron matnayim? Naktiv b'shivron matnayim. What does he do with that pasuk? That just tells me ayidachon matchalam matnayim matchal. That doesn't tell me it stops at the waist. It's only waist up. It means that's where a person begins to feel the pain. He bends over and sar, his body begins to collapse. But everything else collapses with it. It goes into shock. It's the end of everything. And what about Rav? I mean, Rav says it's only half the body. I mean, how about that? That's a special case. That's the catastrophe to beat all catastrophes. I mean, obviously, that to bring a riot from that for a limited catastrophe. It's not the same thing. Hi, says Taisa, but the first pasuk was also telling him about the reaction to the Beit HaMikdash. Sister says, yeah, but that was before it happened. So you're going to describe to someone what it'll be? You can't. There's no way to describe what it'll be. Over here, it's talking about after. So no comparison. Now, there was a Jew who was walking to, actually, Baruch Hashem doesn't say Jew, it says Yisrael. There's a Ben Yisrael who was walking along with an Akram on the road, and the derech of a Ben Yisrael, he's got immense keach, by Yisa Yaakov, Nasaz, Lev, Noses, Raglov. So there was no way Elohim Tzedek could come out of Yisrael. There was no way the guy could keep up with this Ben Yisrael. He just keeps falling behind, he's gone crazy. So he decides he's got to ruin this guy's mood, so he's not going to be able to move. So he starts talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So after Churban Beis HaMikdash, and this guy, he's mamish, the prophet. Nagi, the Itznach, Rafilo Akilahim Tzedek on this game, I still couldn't catch up with him. So he said to him, I remember reading in one of these English magazines I picked up, I think it was called Mishpacha or something, don't you say, Lav Amrita, do you not claim that Anachash Overet Chatzigu Foshel Adam, I mean, you should have been dead by now the way I've been giving you this space, I mean, this stuff, and you're still running ahead. I don't understand. You're disproving your own tradition. That's only something new that does that to a person. We're already used to this misery. So we start life off with misery. Look, and you know, there's an old saying. The Amrinchi people say, a woman who's already lost half of her children, death doesn't scare her. So she's so used to tragedy, she expects tragedies already. It's not like it is for somebody to whom it's unimaginable. And we already went through the Beit HaMikdash destruction. You can't slow me down that way. So what exactly is a tayal? Is a tayal somebody who goes on tours? Or is it... He's always traveling. Is that the problem? He's always traveling. But now you're doing pretty good. So
neighborhood stop. That's not telling you that he's making money.
Well, see, the Gemara does come out that it does have to do with money. We'll see. But it turns out that no, it's not actually tayalin. We'll see later on that the lashon is from tel to luta. It's the person who's always sitting in the shade, so to speak. No, he's in his hammock. It's a way of referring to someone who's happily sitting at home, doesn't have any worries.
Lay back,
exactly. Oh, my Rava. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about Bnei Pirka. You know, Bnei Pirka, those are serious. Yeah, the people, you know, they learn all day, but then they go home at night. You know, okay, it's like a half-a-day schedule. You know, you get home 11 o'clock at night, you got the whole night ahead. So, you know, those people are not serious. They got plenty of time, so let them sleep with their wives every night. What are they doing? So, Omalei Abaya, what kind of chutzpah is that? Mandich divu. The pasuk says about such people the exact opposite. Shav lachem mashkime kum me'achrei shevet. You people sitting in your offices and working, getting up 3 o'clock in the morning to make sure you got your spreadsheets out, staying up all night and never getting home, and what's it all for? Ochlei lechem atzavim. So that's the itzavon tochlenu. You're going to make a living, but you're going to make a living. It takes up your whole life. What a waste of time. Ken yitain li yedido shena, the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. He can sleep through it all. We darshan this to mean, Vamar of Yitzchak, it means, so will HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to the wives of those who are learning, these refer to the wives of Tamidei Chachamim, where their husbands come home very late at night, so they stay up waiting for them, nodding off, forcing themselves to wait. And they're both chayev olam haba, so that is their work, waiting. And this is called already the tremendous chus. Obviously, this is referring to women whose husbands come home at night, because otherwise, what have they been out of dog shenayim for? Shenayim. And you call these guys bnei pirkei. What, you're making fun of them? That this is a half a schedule. And this is what the pasuk is using as the mashal for yedidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're so busy, and their women have to wait for them till late at night, so where the heck are they supposed to have kayach b'choyon? Elam Rabbi, the right shot over here is what is a tayalin? Get a rav. The Omar Rav could go to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat. You know what we're talking about? Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat was the famous Melamed Tinoikis. An old story in the Gemara that no matter what, his mind was always on how he was going to deal with the kids in the class and so on. So he is a person who lives modestly, makes a living off of teaching kindergarten. Dog Hamidi Day. And he's got enough money to live on. Shoti midi day, got enough money to have a drink once in a while. V'goni betule de'apadne, he has his own little dira, lives in his own little dira, doesn't attract attention, nobody thinks he's got any money, the tax man doesn't even bother showing up at the door. Lo cholif pristika de malka abave, he's got no worries. A guy like that has got plenty of time for his wife. That's Rashi's shot. It's a very interesting other shot that the Shita brings. He brings it from Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Bella. He says, there's no way that a kindergarten teacher could possibly be called having an easy life. What a difficult parnasa. You're calling this guy a pahalin. It's a complete mistake. The point over here was that he had a modest inheritance. That's a pshat ha'achamidibay. So because of that, he didn't need a salary. Once he didn't need a salary, and then he was teaching, then it's a good job. Because then he doesn't need that anymore. So he's doing it just for the fun, and he's at the mitzvah, and so on. That's a gishmaka job, but to have to wait that they should pay you? Forget about it.
He's no longer being held hostage.
What a difference. It's mamish. I mean, that's the world of chinuch. If you have money that you don't need them, they're all waiting for you at your door. At the moment you need their salary, forget about it.
The medicine so often quit when she got the cocktail. If you didn't like something, then they would change the medicine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the better
thing. Exactly.
But there's a din of that a lamed tinokas has to get enough sleep, or else it's oral lamed tinokas.
Okay, yeah, so he can't spend the whole night with his wife. Nobody's telling his efficiency and all things. Okay. The other Robin, when Robin came to Eretz Yisrael, he said, oh, you should see how they live over there. Oh, man. These are the Mefanke de Ma'arov. I mean, these guys, what a life. What a life. Over here, it's a rat race in Bovo. Well, you go to Eretz Yisrael, everybody's got his thing. They're all really happy. They eat, they drink. Every cafe is open all night long. That's all they seem to have time for, sitting in cafes. Those are the people got time for their wives. Rabbi Avu, Abikoy, Beibani. Now, Rabbi Avu was an old man, a Talmud Chacham. And there he is in the bathhouse. They used to have the fire underneath the bath in the Roman times to keep the water warm. And he had two avodim. He was such a frail person. He had two avodim, one on either side. And Avisam betray avodim. Anyway, Yitzchik Beibani mitutei, this used to happen every once in a while. The thing would open up and fall, and everybody would fall into the flames, which became the scent. It's Ramile Amuda. He's next to one of the poles that's supporting the roof. No. He's next to the pole that's holding up the roof. He grabs onto the pole with one hand, scoops up the two avodim with his other hand, and pulls himself up the pole holding these two guys, and gets out of this thing.
Very frail.
Very frail. Same thing happened with Rabbi Yochanan. So it's Ramele Amuda, Solik Vaskin. Rabbi Yochanan, Avika Solik Bedarga. Rabbi Yochanan was climbing up. Darga is the way they refer to it. It also means a ladder, but it's a stairwell. The stairwell was like a ladder, you know, with open stairs. And he also had two Talmidim. He had Rabami and Rabasi, one on either side to support him. He's getting older. He's not an old man. So if Kapadarga today, the steps collapse underneath. So he's left with the steps above him, but nothing beneath him. Of course, because it wasn't in the comics, they noticed, he started to fall, but he grabs onto the stair up it, and he holds on to the two guys that are supporting him, and he pulls them up, and he gets onto the next level, and climbs up. So there he goes. Solik Vaskin, Amrila Rabbonan, Ravami Rabasi said, we're supporting you. Why in the world do we always walk along with you shuffling, leaning on us? Omar Lusser says, what's the matter with you guys? And when I get old, I'm supposed to use up all my energy now. I'm conserving my strength for my old age. But, I mean, when you need it, it's there.
Where's life?
I saw somebody describe, I forgot where it was Pella, that they saw a show by Jack Benny. And Jack Benny at the time was already, I think, 90-something. I was incredible. Very old man. He kept joking, I was 39. But he's a very old man. And this guy is behind stage with him. And he is looking like, literally, like he's dead. He's like, God, he's not going to be able to make it out to the stage. He's like this. He can't even lift up his head. He's mumbling. And his mama, she's kaput. Anyway, comes time. He's like a teenager. There he goes, and this and that. Comes back. He's conserving all of his energy for that one big push. And he's like, he knew he had that in him, but that's all he had in him. Wouldn't use anything up for anything else. It's a pellet. It's mom's just
the same way.
Huh?
They say shiver breast the same way. They say when he's sleeping up, they want to get talk and he also can wake up.
Yeah. I never saw him wake up. Poalim shtayim b'shabbat. Okay, so now we've got in the Mishnah that poalim are supposed to be intimate twice in the course of a week. Vatanya, poalim achai b'shabbat. Omer, yes, b'chanina lo kasha. Kan bo sin melacha b'iran. Kan bo sin melacha b'iracharet. Depends where they work. Now, this already is getting a little bit complicated. In other words, now we're saying that if they work in the same city, so then, indeed, it's twice a week. But if they work in a different city, then it's once a week. The ratio of the mission, again, as Tessus points out over here, there's something's going on over here. It says Shabbat Echad, right? Why don't we just ask them there? That they can go without Rishut Shabbat Echad. Tessus says, obviously, these are two different cities. There's the din of the normal Onah, And then there's a halacha if you're away. If you're away, so then there's the, even without rishus, if you're away, it's a different understanding. Look, I'm not home, I'm not home. So that just proves that you can change by going away. But here we're talking about the seifa of the Mishnah. What exactly is the norm? But if he's away, so isn't that a given? And obviously he's not there. So we already said he'd go without. So what's the practical difference? So there's one chat that Tosfos brings, which is the Reber of Baruch, and he says that there's actually three different things. One halacha is, we're talking over here, that he may, let me just close the door, please. He may indeed be working out of town, but he's back home at night. That's the point. In other words, we have somebody, they're both at home at night. The shaila is, where are they working? So if he has an additional Sora, namely, he's commuting. Oh, he's commuting. That'll break a guy. Exactly. The commute is destructive. Very, very contemporary sunya. So because of that, his onala katrila is less. Then we have this third targa, which is the union if the guy is actually out of town. So over there, it's one extra day because it's bashmi 7 days out of town. So you can go out of town for 7 days without rishus also, and then come back on the eighth day. So there is a difference, twice a week, or once every 8 days. That's how he understands the difference in the three cases of the Mishnah in practical terms. So kando simalach aviran, kando simalach aviracheret, and indeed tanya namihachi. Minds. Tanya namihachi apoalim shtayim b'shabbat, abedvar mamur b'simalach aviran, avobosimalach aviracheret, achat b'shabbat.
I'm assuming that the Isha is interested in relations every night unless there's a reason.
Right.
And that's a good thing for men, but help wise and.
It's part of the relationship. It's a sexual relationship. Why should there be limits? The limits are practical limits, but if there's no practical limits, then that's part of the nature of what marriage is. Omar le Rabba bar Rav Chanan la'abayim. You say, chamarim achat b'shabbat. Okay, so who is the one that's being affected by a neder where we said, 1 week, that's it. You have to be yotzev yitei ketuvah. Who's being affected? Only somebody that would have more than that. So in other words, Ichbo Tana, what are you saying? Ichbo Tana, Ashvinan Tayalo Poel? So in other words, the Tana is coming over here to tell me, Hamadir Asishto, according to Beis Hillel, 1 week. Who's being affected by that 1 week? The people that would be having now relations normally two weeks. So you're telling me now that the whole point of the Mishnah is that we're talking about a guy who would be Bechol Yom, right? Or somebody that's a Poel that would be twice a week. So he's being affected. The whole story in the Mishnah about the neder is all built around that case. If we learn that it's the same on the armor and so on. I mean, is that reasonable? No. You're getting confused. The din of a neder is referring to anybody. Even if he's a sailor, and he makes a neder, and he's not going to sleep with his wife, 1 week is the maximum that we can allow that neder to run, or, depending on the amount of work we have, or 1 week is the time that he can define in his neder. Why is the neder different? It's going a kulu, so he had to, but it's a 6 months. True, but eino dome mishiyeshlo pat b'salo l'mishayinlo pat b'salo. It's a completely different thing to feel cut off. If you're cut off, you already feel hungry. So you don't have anything that's maybe later summer. Right now, there's nothing in the fridge. So you're hungry. So therefore, in this case, the neder is much worse than simply not being chayev in orna. And because of that, you have to go and give a get. Omele rabba barachan alabayim. Let me ask you something. I suppose a guy wants to change a career. Right now he's working with donkeys. He wants to change to work with camels. Problem is, if he works with camels, he goes away for a longer period of time. And therefore, he changes the time that he's supposed to be with his wife. So, is he allowed to do that?
Is this understood before they get married?
That's the question. What level of understandable tnudot are acceptable? Omar Le, I mean, because over here, Levice is going to make more money, right? Omar Le, rotza isha bekav v'tiflut, me'asara kavinu prishut. A woman is much happier with double the sex and half the salary than with double the salary or 10 times the salary. Rashi does says it's really supposed to read 9 times because we'll see it's nogei lalok in terms of merida. 9 times the salary and less sex. But what about on an olive? We said the reason was because of arvacha and the beis hamelech, and apparently we said that's a reasonable thing that she understands. Her husband's going to go, and then she says, well, but that's the point. The Beit HaMelech is like, that's insane. You know, you go work there, and there you go. You got yourself retirement plans already after your first 6 months. You know, you don't have to really work. So that she's ready for, okay? And I understand, you know, a quick career to give us a future.
Not long ago.
one-time shot.
Yeah, I mean, not Davka, but I mean, she gets so much out of it for such a long time. Not necessarily. He doesn't make that distinction. He says that there's so much of a difference that it's a massive, yeah, a massive difference. They're made to view in all kinds of things. You get protexia, you know. She figures, okay, so now if I want a deer, I'll have protexia. A car, I'll get protexia. Taxes, I'll get protexia. That's a different world.
Society is really coming from us
now. Huh?
Today.
What? You mean we're trying not to give things?
No, they're like the with women. Something like that.
Thing. Oh, women want money more.
Yeah, the drive and the pushing of them.
I wonder if that's real. Is it really true? Yeah. It's because they don't get sex anyway. But seriously, people are not careful with the yonim of menorah. They get tired out, and it's such a common thing. It's no marriages are not many. Most marriages are not successful sexually. So, okay, so already I want money. But if you're talking about la'alaka, it could be that. No, seriously, it could be la'alaka. Maybe that if she were happy in a marriage, and if you're not married, that this still would hold. And we have to assume that that's her happiness. Okay, we say all about the Mishnah, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So in other words, the din that you can have 30 days, you're allowed to leave your wife if you're Talmud Chacham. That's all Rabbi Eliezer. Omer of Brun, Omer Rav, Halachik Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas Omer of Adabar, Rav, Omer Rav. Oh, but this is only Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Avol Chachamim Omrim, Talmidim Yotzim LeTalmud Torah Shtayim V'Shalosh Shanim Shelo Birshus. According to this approach of Rav, the Chachomim argue on Rebbe, he seems to be saying, yeah, but this is only a Das Yochid. But the Chachomim say you can leave much more than 30 days, 2 or 3 years. Omar Rava, Somchu Rabbanan ad Ravada Barava. The Rabbanan took Ravada Barava's shot in what Ravit said, and they were Semech on La'alocha, Va'av de Uvda, they went ahead and they relied on it, and it cost them their lives, B'nafshayim. Kiha, and I'll tell you a few Maisim where we see how dangerous this type of behavior is to leave your wife alone. The other of Rechumi, Rav Rechumi used to go to learn in Mechuza when Rava was Rosh Hashiva. So Avishkiach Kamein Rava v'Mechuza. And Avirogad Aviyati Lebeti Kol Mala Yom Kippur. He used to come home on the one day a year that's really a family day. Erev Yom Kippur. It's amazing, the difference. Because it's really true. That is the ultimate family day. The sense of the togetherness of Exardin, of our whole future, and so on. It really is. We have this weird, completely opposite sense of what time is all about.
You feel that at the Suda.
Definitely.
At the Suda.
But that's not Yom Kippur. That's the Erev Yom Kippur. There's something that's unique about the family being together. Exactly. And that's when he used to come. So Yom Achadav, once came Erev Yom Kippur, and Mashach Beshemaitetah, and he was holding in the middle of a city, lost track of time. He was unable to catch a bus in time to get back home. So having Mesachet Avito, meanwhile, his wife was at the window and is waiting, Hashdahati. Hashdahati is going to come any minute now. He should be arriving now. Loat, he never showed up. Cholash Daita, she just felt sick. Ochidim Otami, and one tear drops from an eye. He is on the roof, Aviyati Beigra, and at that moment, Ifrit Igra Mitute Benochdash. The roof collapsed and he died. I used to bring this mice all the time. This was his Yom Kippur. His Yom Kippur speech. Every Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur we would get up there. First we would talk about the mice of Chana and Penina. You know? And that Penina ends up losing all of her children. The mice who lose all of her children, the tzar that she was bearing to Chana. It's but Chazal say, that's Bavur Ariman, the whole point. Anybody would go through it. Zoe, the imitator, he had a stroke. Every word cost him mamish. You could see his energy, his life in every word. And he would sit like that. And he'd say, can you imagine what it cost her to do that to him? What does it cost a human being to make a childless woman feel? Why don't you come? You're no good, Nick. You don't care. And nonetheless, what happens to her? She loses her entire family. So this was his claw. Human, playing with human emotions is playing with fire. Doesn't matter. You put your finger in the fire. Doesn't matter. Your kavan is l'shem shemayim. You get burned. So this is the same. This was this maisa. At the worst possible thing for Rav Chumi's poor wife is that Rav Chumi should drop dead. So because she dropped one tear, she drops dead. I mean, does she deserve that? It's irrelevant. It's not a question of deserving. You put your hand in the fire, and that's what happened.
She put her hand.
He did. He got burned. You said, but she deserves from the. It's not a question of deserving. He played with her emotions. That's what happened. That was his shot. But this used to be his. This was his introduction to doing tshuva. These are the things that count. These are the things you should be thinking about.
He didn't deliberately toy with her.
No, of course not. But not being careful enough. Not being careful enough. Yeah. Okay, Ona Ashel Talmidei Chachamim Emat. When indeed is the correct? You're saying once a week, but what day is that? Is there a better time for that? Omer Rav Yonah ben Shmuel, yes, Erev Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, Leil Shabbos. And we darshan this from the Pasuk. It says over there, we're talking about the Ki'im B'Torat Hashem Chefetzo. So then it says, V'ayak Eitzatul Alpagimayim Asher Piryo Yitei Bi'ito. So his fruit will be given at the correct time. That means that there's a correct time for giving forth fruit, for reproduction, which is true about the rains also. We have the same idea, right? So there too, it's a Friday night. Not going to bother anybody. So here too, the union is that that's a time which is miyuchat for sleeping together. Omer Rav Yudah V'Temer Rav Huna V'Temer Rav Nachman. This refers to Amishamesh Mitatom Erev Shabbat V'Erev Shabbat. Yehuda Bereid Rukhiyah was a son-in-law to Rav Yana. And Aviyosav Yativ V'Bei Rav, he would spend the entire week in the Beit HaMidrash away from the house. V'chol Beit Shimshe, every Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, Aviyotil Abeite, he would come home to spend Friday night and Shabbos with his wife. As he would walk home, Rabbi Yanai would be looking through the window, and every week he saw an Amuda Esh walking. So he could see when his son-in-law was coming, because the whole sky would light up over him. Because it was Amuda the Nur of Yuma Chad B'Shachtishmai, the one time he got involved, to the point where he lost track of time. So Rabbi Yanai saw that he wasn't coming home, he figured he must have died. So Kimon de Lochazi, I was Simona, he didn't see the Amuda Esh. Omarlo Rabbi Yanai said to the family, Kofu mitato, look, he obviously died. You know, turn the bed over, everybody should start avegut. If Yehuda would be alive, there's no possible way that he wouldn't have made it home. He must have died. And he said those words, it was like a gezeira, even though he didn't mean it, chas v'shalom. And indeed, his son-in-law died. Rabbi was trying to get the daughter of Rabbi Chia for be a wife for his son. They were sitting down to write the ksuv and the kala died. Not nafshet Ravita. Oh my Rabbi, what in the world? Chas v'sholem psuleika. What does that mean? Was there something wrong? It was psul yichus and the children of Rabbi Chia. Something must have been hashamayim that the zivuk shouldn't go through. What could it be? So what they did was yativu v'ainu min bishpachot. They went and they analyzed the whole family history of the two families, Rebbe's family and Rebbe's family. And they discovered that Rebbe osi mishvatya ben Avital. Rebbe's family came from Avital, David's wife, from Shvatya, so that he was a direct descendant of David. But Rebbe Chia came from Shimi Achi David, and therefore he shouldn't have married a commoner, because Rebbe was the melech basically. And into his family shouldn't have taken from Rebbe Chia. So Yasik Lelevrei by Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. So he went to get a daughter from Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, and they come in, Paskele Tartis Rechidin Lemesel Bebei Rav. They agree that he's going to be sitting in Kailal for the next 12 years, away from his wife, and then that's the understanding at the beginning of the marriage. So then, of course, this was all done with the parents, okay, but I mean, they want to introduce the girl to the boy also, you know, so maybe he won't like her, even see her. So what they used to do this exactly, this might used to do this in Eretz Yisrael, they would have her bring in something, a cup of a plate of cake with some tea. She would serve, and that way the chosen would see the prospective kala. That says, okay, yeah, it's okay.
Right.
Yeah, also says, stay, I want her, sure. So, achlefe kame, they have her, achlefua kame, they have her walk by, and the chosen says, you know, the 12 years in Kerala, could we make that 6? How about just 6 years? Then she comes back the other direction, go back to the kitchen. I got a better idea. Maybe we should get married first, and then I'll learn in the girl. So, Ichni's father Esau, they were going to marry, but made a deal. So she'll wait for him, and he'll go learn. His father is there. And he's terribly embarrassed. His father's going to think that he's really an idiot. Omar Leis, his father saw that he was embarrassed. Kadosh Baruch was exactly the same way. It's a good sign. Because which is the Beis HaMikdash, after the Kamadar Tisrol, Sheva Shekov, Shutzolan, Sheva Shekov, then you'll go ahead and you'll build me a Beis HaMikdash. All of a sudden, that's the Shira. They cross the Yam, almost no time passes, and Kadosh Baruch says, you know what? Exactly. So that's what you're saying. First you're going to wait to set up home. Incredible. Tomorrow. First you're going to wait to set up home in Eretz Yisrael. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, actually, why don't we get married now? And then later we'll have a better home. So, okay. Anyway, Lamaisa, Ozil, so they got married, and Yosef Tartis Rishnim that they rob, and he spends the next 12 years in the in the Beis HaMedrash, Ad Asa, by the time he gets back home, he akrid avisa, she has become sterile.
Wait, because I don't get it. Even though this is what he wanted, they didn't do it?
No, but then he left.
Ah.
And she, meanwhile, she hadn't gotten pregnant. And in, as happens at such times, you wait too long and the clock is ticking. By the time he got back, she was no longer capable of having children. Oh, my Rebbe, it's a Rebbe, your father said, face me. Echinavi, what are we supposed to do now? Nigra, somebody should give her a get. Yomru, people will say, this poor woman who gave up her life for this man, Aniyazul, Shav, Shimrabat. So she waited 12 years to get a get. It's outrageous. Ninse, Vidita, what? You'll go get married to somebody else. Everybody will say, Zuishto, Vizuzonato. Well, what's her purpose? Boile, Rachmi, Vitzai. So he was mispaul, and indeed she was cured. Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinoy, because of Veirat. Hananya ben Chachinoy was on his way to go to the Beis HaMedrash, and it was the middle of the Sheva Brachas of Reb Shimon bar Yochai. All these, Reb Shimon bar Yochai says to him, just wait, I'll come, we'll go together, I'll be your chavrusa, we'll learn. Wait until the end of Sheva Brachas. He refused to wait. I'm going to waste 2 days sitting around for the end of your Sheva Brachas. Okay. So, Yaakivli Adati, but lo Yaakivli. He refused to wait for him. Also, Yosef Trey Shneva Veirat. And he spent 12 years there, the Gemara elsewhere. Anyway, he spent 12 years over there. And Adasi, by the time he got back home, he couldn't recognize, like trying to find your way in the, into the old city, you know. Every time you come back, you're there, all the roads are gone. There's no way to remember. Ishtanish Vila Gamata. Veloyada Lameza Labek. He couldn't figure out how to get to his house. So, Azayati Maguda Denahara. So he sits at the edge of the riverbank, because eventually everybody comes there. So it comes along now a young woman, and Shomali Ravita Navikarla Bat Chachinoy, Bat Chachinoy, Malikolatach. So they're calling this girl Bat Chachinoy. He says, oh, that sounds like me. This must be my daughter. Look at that. So Vitar said, oh, fill up now your bucket and come back home. Omar Shmaminai Ravita Didan, this must be one of our kids. Also Batras, we followed her home. Abi Yasiva Davita. Meanwhile, his wife was in the house in the yard, and Konola Kim Kader, she flower. Dol Ine, she lifts up her eyes, Stam, and suddenly sees him. Chazite. Savi, Liba, her heart. Like she got a heart attack. Korach Ruch, and she died. Omar Lefanavi, Bonashal Alam, Aniyazu Zeschara. A woman waits for her husband 12 years, and this is her scar, that she should have a heart attack when he comes home. Bo Rachme Allah Vachoyach. He was mispalal, and she came back to life. Reb Chama Bar Bisa. Oh, so Reb Chama Bar Bisa, also Yosef Trace Shnipa Devent Rasha. No, Abba, these stories you can't leave for. Abba, come home. Oh my gosh. This is efficiency. No, he's in the middle of Davin. So Reb Chama Bar Bisa, he spent 12 years at the Beit HaMikdash. He went home. He said, Lo Avit Kide Avit Ben Chachinoy. I'm not going to do what he did and got his wife killed. So he went and he sat in the Beit HaMidrash, and he let them know in the house that he's coming back to town, and they'll find him in the Beit HaMidrash. Okay. And meanwhile, he's sitting and learning. So, Sholach Rebeitet, also Rav Hoshaya Bereisa, his son, Rav Hoshaya, had no idea that this was his son. Son comes into the Beit HaMidrash, he sits in front of him. Avi Kamashel, Shvarts is asking him, Shilas, and so on. And wow, Chazetom, Mischarad Eshmaitz, he sees that this boy is like unbelievable. Cholash died, he feels miserable. Why? I have no idea. He says, why the heck did I leave? If I would have stayed home, maybe I could have had a kid. Like, great story. If I would have stayed here, I could have had a kid like this. All right, anyway, meanwhile, he goes home after he gets used to that. He's there. He still has no idea this is his kid. So all of it, he comes into the house, and he's talking to the family. Olveray, his son that he had met before, comes in from the Beis HaMedrash. So he stands up for his kid. So come Kamei, and because who saw the Mishalei Shmaitzer? But he figured somebody's coming in. They were still in the middle of the sugya. He's come in to learn. He stands up to go and start talking to him, and leave the family sitting in the living room. So Amalei Davita. So his wife says to him, "What's going on? Miika Abba the Kaim Kam Kamei Bara. Whoever heard of father standing up for his son?"
Today,
beautiful. Koyale Rami Bar Chama Achuta Meshulash Lo Bimeira Yinatek The Pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech, this is the Chutam HaShulash, were three generations. This was Rav Oshaya, who was the son of Rav Chama Bar Bisa, and they, as Tosfos point out, had all contact with each other. So the Chutam HaShulash is very often you find three generations of B'nai Torah, but here they were interacting. We find plenty of cases where Rav Oshaya actually had discussions with Rav Bisa. So that means you have three generations. Once you have three generations, then you could be sure that the Torah is not Potsekes Mizara. This is what it's referring to, says Tosfos. Oh, Rabbi Akiva! Now it's his turn. Rabbi Akiva was the Eroet son in the household of Ben Kalbasav, who was one of the richest men in Yerushalayim, as the Gemara in Gittin talks about. Avichazite barte David Sanua Umayel. His daughter, Kalbasav, whose daughter sees that this shepherd boy is very Sanua, and his midas are excellent midas. Smiley had midas stavis in all of Inyoni. It's interesting, he mentions the tznias first. He was an Adam Tzanua, and he had all of these good midas. But having a good midas, but he wouldn't have tznias, was not kolul in all its. Can I get kulon? This activity.
How is tznias being defined? I mean, huh? I know it's took another different meaning today. How is tznias being defined?
Reserve. Somebody who has a sense of his own reality, not you know, seeing the world as it is, and not sticking out, accepting himself. That's reserve. Is what we call it. So she saw that that's the way he was, and she wanted him. So Amr Aleich, but he was chaser Torah, he hadn't learned. Amr Aleich, so she said to him, "Im mekachana lecha, azalta l'veirav, if I will take you as a husband, will you promise to go and learn?" Amr Aleich, "I promise." Tosfos asks, how does this fit with the story of Rabbi Akiva? He says, when I was an Am Haaretz, I hated Tavid HaChomer so much that I would bite them like a chamor. That's how much I hated them. This is good me. This is the great guy. I mean, what's going on?
Maybe he was jealous.
Tosfos says an amazing thing. Tosfos says because he saw that the Talmidei Chachamim were stuck up, that he couldn't stand. He saw that they didn't have good midas, and that Mamish drove him crazy. Or it's amazing. Mamish, or he says the other pshat is because Talmidei Chachamim look down at Am Haaretz, don't treat them like men. That's why he couldn't take it.
No way
is Arsimal saying that. That's how Tosfos answers it. So anyway, Petula Bettina, so of course they couldn't get married in public. The father would have known about it, he would have thrown a fit. So they get married in secret, and she sends him away. Shoma Avor, her father finds out, of course, he basically throws her out of the house, and Adrahan Ami Nifse, he ushers her with a netter, she can't have any anof from anything that he owns, and Nebuch, she goes and lives like a beggar, and has nothing. Meanwhile, also Yosef Tereisrei Shnin Beveirav, he spends 12 months in the Beis HaMidrash. 12 years, I'm sorry, 12 years in the Beis HaMidrash. He's coming home. He's got 12,000 Talmidim with him. They're coming into town. This is Daf Samach Beis, remember? So he hears Saba Josh, maybe he's Eliyahu HaNavi. The Ka'amala, but it was the one and only. You know. So the Ka'amala, sister, at Kama, how long are you going to go around living? How long are you going to live like a living Almana? This is a life. Omrale, so she says to him, this makes sense for Yehudah Novi because he wanted that Rabbi Akiva should hear her response. And she says, Ila did eat sight if he would listen to me. Yosef Tereisrei Shneini Achrinei, he would spend another 12 years. And I'd be very happy. So Rabbi Akiva hears this. Omar, I have Rishus. Rishus coffee. And he turns around. Hadar also Yosef Tereisrei Shneini Achrinei Rebeira. This again, what Chaim used to say. He's already outside. He hears the conversation from the window. Just go in and say hello.
Yes.
Go inside. To turn around, he says, you see from here that 12 years and 12 years is not 24 years. That interruption would have ruined everything. And he had a beautiful mushroom. He goes and brings this mushroom. He says, that's what people do. They put water, it's like putting water into a kettle. You turn the kettle on, and you turn it off right before the water comes to boil. And then an hour later, you turn around again, you're starting all over.
That's cool.
That's it. Never makes any difference. You can boil the water all you want, but you didn't boil it. It's nothing. That's what it is. People learn a little. They get a little bit, do a little bit of tshuva, but if there's no avodah, there's no consistency. So constantly starting over. Let me bring this gemara. So anyway, he comes back the next time. He has 24,000 tamid. His wife hears that he's coming back. And of course, nobody realizes in the family, she has no contact with them. That meanwhile her husband has become the Gadol HaDor and so on. So Omrullah, she, her neighbor, knew what was going on. knew that this was her husband. She says to him, "Sheili mani levusha, go out and borrow something. You're dressed in rags. Go out and borrow something to be able to have a yichzeh. I mean, dress up. Your husband's coming. I'm 24 years. Ralo yodea tzadik nefesh behemte. I don't have to dress up. Tzadik knows, like he knows his animal. Believe me, he knows his wife and whatever. Whatever it is, our relationship is, doesn't need the clothing. When she comes to Noflal Apa, she falls on her face and comes and asks. So the Talmidim have become a dafkele. And the Talmidim, the Shami, the ones who were shooting the Shami, should push her away. Omar Lahu, he told them, Shafkua, Shaliva, Shalachem, Shalom. Meanwhile, Shama Avua da Atagava Rabba Lamata. So her father, Kalbus Avua, hears that a great man has come to town, 24,000 Talmidim. He says, Baruch Hashem, there's another Gadol. I'll see if I can get a heter to the nether because it's terrible. I've seen my daughter 24 years live like this. I'm plotting to get her some money. I don't know how to get her money without being over my nether. Maybe we'll find a better for the name. Or to the God, he comes to ask a shayla by Rabbi Akiva.
Not knowing he's a son.
Not knowing he's a son. On my laser, Rabbi Akiva says to him, let me ask you something. I died to the God of Rabbi Minadarta. Would you have made a nether if you would have known that your son-in-law would be an Aron Gadol? I'm like, are you kidding? I feel a perek echlet. The guy do one perek. I feel a locha achas. I mean, the guy is a total amoritz. I mean, it's, there's no way. I'm like, I know who, it's me. So he fell on his face, kissed his feet, gave him half of his property. And Rabbi Akiva's daughter married Ben Azai, and she did the same thing for Ben Azai. Sent him 24 years to learn the Beis HaMedrash. I just said, it says Ben Azai never got married. What's he talking about? So that's one man, the Amor, who says the answers there that were so good. He did get married, but he was Parish afterwards. He didn't have a wife. But the other, you'll have to say that maybe Taka never took her to the chuppah. He gave her erusin, went away for the chuppah, and that was it. V'ayinu damrei inshe, rechila botza rechilaz. That's what people say. One Rachel follows the other. Of course, her name was Rachel. And that's what they say, ke'uv de'ima kach uv de'barta, like mother, like daughter. Rav Yosef, breda rova, shadri avuila ve'rav, v'kamit Rav Yosef. So barta. So what happened over here is that they had agreed that Rav Yosef, Breda Rava, should go. Rava sent him away to learn. And Lekamit Rav Yosef, and Paskulei Shichni, they agreed 6 years. He's going to stay away, he's going to learn. So Kiavi Atlachnani, Mata Mala Yumida Kippuri. 3 years later, it's Erev Yom Kippur. He has a cheshek to see his wife. So Omer, Yisrael Vavzinelin Shibeti, I should come home just for Erev Yom Kippur. I should come home. Shoma Avui, so his father, Rava hears that Rav Yosef, his son, is coming from Rav Yosef, the Rosh Yeshiva's Yeshiva, and Erev Yom Kippur. Shomtal Monas, he grabs a gun. And Nafakliape, he comes to meet his son. Omalei Zonat Chani Skartos. You remember he got a whore here in town? What are you coming back to town for? Ikri Amri, others say, he said, oh, you remember your little turtle, Dovi Dovi? Yonat Chani Skartos? Poor little boy. Couldn't wait out for 6 years. Itru, they got into such a fight. That lo marivsik, lo marivsik. Neither of them ate the siddam of sekes, that Erev Yom Kippur. That's such a miserable Erev Yom Kippur.